Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning to God's Timing is Everything broadcast. I want to start a new message today talking about how the Father can make winners out of losers. Go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, starting verse 27. But the Father had chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and the Father had chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised has the Father chosen, yet and things which are not to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. He just loves to raise up the lowly and bring him to the top. He loves to raise up the weak and make them strong in him. Go with me to 1 Samuel 22. 1 Samuel 22, starting in verse 1. David therefore departed thence and escaped to the cave Adullam. And when his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went down thither to him. And everyone that was in distress, and everyone that was in debt, and everyone that was discontented, gathered themselves unto him. And he became a captain over them, and there were with him about 400 men. David was in hiding, and these men gravitated to him. They saw something in him. Hallelujah. And go with me to 1 Chronicles chapter 12. 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 1. Now these are the day that came to David to Ziklag, while he yet kept himself close because of Saul, the son of Kish, and he were among the mighty men, helpers of the war. They were armed with bows and could use both the right hand and the left in hurling stones and shooting arrows out of a bow, even of Saul's brethren of Benjamin. Wow. Look how the Father used David to make an army, a mighty army, out of rejects. Don't you think he can raise you up? Hallelujah. If you feel rejected, if you feel like you're a loser, he sure can. He's no respecter of persons. Promotion comes from him. Doesn't come from the south, the north. It comes from him. He puts down one, raises up another. Go with me to Psalm 51. Let's look at David's heart somewhat and see why these people gravitated to him. Psalm 51, verse 1. Have mercy upon me, O Father, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. That's the attitude he had. And we need to have that same attitude. Say, Father, I want you to mortify the deeds of my flesh, conform me into the image of Yeshua. See, that should be our attitude every day. As the Father points things out in our life that needs to change, let him change it. Don't fight with him. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin, for I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Hallelujah. Verse 10, create in me a clean heart, O Father, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not your presence from me. Hallelujah. It's just so very important. We can't forget where he's taken us from. Go with me to Ezekiel 16. Ezekiel 16. Hallelujah. Ezekiel 16, starting in verse 1. Again, the word of the Father came to me, saying, Son of man, cause Jerusalem to know her abominations, and say, Thus said the Father unto Jerusalem, Thy birth and nativity is of the land of Canaan. Thy father was an Amorite, and thy mother was a Hittite. And as for thy nativity, the day that thou was born, thy navel was not cut, neither was thou washed in water to supple thee. Thou was not salted at all, nor swallowed it all. Nobody pitied you. This is a picture of us when the Father came to us. Nobody pitied you to do any of these unto you to have compassion upon you, but thou was cast out into the open, an open field. We were out in the open. Satan wanted to devour us, but he couldn't because the Father had his hand upon us. To the loathing of thy person in the day that thou was born. And when I, see, this is the Father, when I, the Father, passed by you and saw thee polluted in thy own blood, I, the Father, said unto you, when I was in thy own blood, do you want to live? And I said unto you, the Father said unto you, do you want to live? And we said, yes. Bible says in Ephesians 2, 1, that the Father quickened us who were dead in trespasses and sins. He came to us. Hallelujah. We didn't find him. He was never lost. He came to us. Then in verse 7, I again, this is the Father, I have caused thee to multiply as the bud of the field, and thou hast increased and waxen great, and thou hast come to excellent ornaments, thy breasts are fashioned, and thy hair is grown, because whereas thou wast naked and bare. And now when I hear the Father again, I pass by thee, and looked upon thee. Behold, the time was the time of love, and I spread my skirt over you, and covered thy nakedness. Yet I swore unto you, and entered into a covenant with you, said the Father, and you became mine. Man, look at him. He overshadowed us with his Spirit. He filled us with his Spirit. Then I wash you with water. That's the baptism, and being washed in the Word. I thoroughly washed away your blood, thy blood from you, and I anointed thee with oil. And I clothed thee with broidered work, and shod thee with badger skins. I gird thee about with fine linen. I covered thee with silk. I decked thee also with ornaments. I put braces upon thy hands, and a chain on thy neck. And I put a jewel on thy forehead, and earrings in thy ears, and a beautiful crown upon thy head. Look all he did for us. But how can we forget where he's taken us from? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's got a long way to take us, but look how far he's taken us. See, David had that attitude that he was totally dependent upon the Father. We need to have that attitude too. And he made a winner out of a loser. David felt like a loser. The men with him felt like a loser. Go with me to 1 Samuel, back to verse 17. 1 Samuel 17, again talking about David. He had such a right attitude. In verse 1, 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 1, now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle, and were gathered together at Succoth, which belonged to Judah, and pitched between Succoth and Azekah in Ephesthamim. And Saul and the men of Israel gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elah, and set the battle in array against the Philistines. But my wife and I were in that Elah valley, and the signs that the Philistines had there, the wells and everything, was left of the houses, but they're gone. Father, they got rid of them. And the Philistines stood on a mountain on one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, and there was a valley between them, and a champion came. But see, David had such an attitude. He knew the battle wasn't over him, but over the Father, the Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because he heard what Goliath was saying about his Father. Hallelujah. And everybody else is afraid, but in verse 32, and David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against the Philistine to fight with him. He was trying to put this loser mentality on him. But thou art but a youth and a man of war, and he's being a man of war from his youth. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and it came a lion and a bear and took out a lamb out of the flock. See, Saul was the one, he was the tallest one in Israel. He was a loser. But he tried to put that loser label on David. But David said, no. Verse 35, and went after him. Let me go back to verse 34. David said to Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and it came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he rose against me, I caught him by his beard, and smote him, and slew him. The servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he had defied the armies of our Father, our Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Verse 37, David said, the Father that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto him, go, and the Father be with you. Look, He refused to take that loser mentality, that label that Saul tried to put on him, but he knew he was a winner because the battle wasn't his. It was the Father's. Hallelujah. In verse 45, David said to the Philistine, you come against me with a sword, with a spear, and with a shield, but I come against you in the name of my Father, whom thou hast defied. And this day will the Father deliver thee into my hand. I will smite you and take your head from you, and I'll give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air, and to the wild beasts of the earth. And the whole earth is going to hear about this. So his faith grew from Goliath to the whole Philistine army to the whole earth. And that's exactly what happened. David ran towards him, threw the stone, killed him, but just to make sure he chopped off his head. Hallelujah. Just like, you know, the bear he thought was dead and rose up, he made sure Goliath would not rise up. Hallelujah. That's the attitude that David had. And that's why the Father used him to raise up these losers and make them winners, these rejects and make them into a mighty army. Hallelujah. He depended upon the Father. They depended upon David, who depended upon the Father, and the Father raised them all up. Is David hiding in the cave, feeling like a loser, and the Father made a winner out of him? And he could do the same thing for you, no matter what you're going through. He can make a winner out of you. Because remember, the Bible says in Colossians chapter 1 that everything was created by the Father and for the Father, and by him all things consist, whether it be thrones, principalities, mights, or dominions. They're all created by him and for him, by him all things consist. He's got everything under control. And somebody really needs to hear it today. He's got everything under control. As long as we turn our flesh over to him, to allow him to mortify the deeds of our flesh and conform us into the image of Yeshua, the Father's got everything under control. He wants complete access to us. Don't hold anything back from him. Don't hold anything back. If he convicts you of something, get rid of it. Let him get rid of it. And make sure that you're only following the word and not tradition that's not in the word. That can open up the door to Satan and could interfere your connection to the Father. But let's go to him in prayer right now. Put your hand on the radio. Father, I just thank you for the people out there. I'm asking for healing and deliverance. Be healed. Be set free in the mighty name of Yeshua. Receive your miracle right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Praise him, praise him, praise him. I want to tell you some more about this ministry. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. My phone number is 772-801-3677. 772-801-3677. I have a website, henrywalker.org. It's about 280 prophetic messages on there. You just click on messages. And I've written three books. The first book is called Seasons. It talks about the feast days of Yeshua, which are all about him. He's fulfilled every one of those feast days except three, which he will in the end times. And then my second book is called Noon, which talks about the months of the year on the Father's calendar and how in the Word he did things on those months and he wants to repeat them in those months. But you need a Gregorian calendar to find, a link to the Gregorian calendar to find out which days they are. And so on my website at henrywalker.org, I have biblical calendar. Just click on that and you can see when each month begins and ends up the year 2020, when each feast day begins up the year 2020 on both calendars, so you'd be able to see in advance. And also my book Noon, I talk about the hours of the day. The Father mentioned in the Word that he wants to do certain things, and you need to know there's a certain hour where his healing anointing flows out more than any other hour. He could heal at any time, but there's a certain hour that he chose and he repeats. And my last book is called Demystifying the Trinity or Explaining the Trinity. And you can get these books by going to me. You know, rather than go to my Tate Publishing, you can if you want. It's just a higher price. My wife and I want to offer these books to you at our cost just to get them to you. And if you don't have any money, we'll send them to you free. We just want to get them to you. Just let me know which books you want. Again, it's Seasons, Noon, the second edition. And Demystifying the Trinity. We just want to help you and have you equipped in these last days. And don't forget that our broadcast on 7:15 in the morning, 7:15 at night. And if you miss it in the morning, you can catch it at night. But also, if you want to go back to a prior broadcast, go to WCNO.com and click on demand and then hit the arrow on top and go back to a date. And hit a broadcast. And also, my friends in Bahamas, if you want to contact me for prayer, and listen to this broadcast, just click on contact on my website and give me your name, your phone number, and I'll be glad to call you back and pray for you without you costing you anything. Just want to help you out there. I have so many friends in Bahamas. And so remember the next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is he that's in you than he is in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida 34979. Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service?